I don't think the Red Sox are going to get the kind of manager they need now. A lot of people didn't like John Farrell and the way he handled a bullpen, didn't like his in-game management, didn't like this and didn't like that. What I think the Red Sox need is a fresh, young voice. A fresh, young voice that's a little bit more sabermetrically inclined. I'm not saying it needs to be a nerdy guy with a pocket protector out there running charts before every pitch and every every at-bat. Not that. But I think they need a guy who's a little bit more new school. John Farrell was old school. John Farrell he went on his gut, and that's part of the reason why, even though he was ejected, he left Chris Sale in the eighth inning when he probably shouldn't have. I think you need a guy who goes a little bit more on sabermetrics and a little bit less on gut, but also still is a good people person, is a good effective communicator. The Red Sox aren't going to get that guy. Here's what the Red Sox need. Here's what the Red Sox are going to get, rather. They need what I said. Young, energetic, fresh voice. Can interject some life and personality into this team, and a guy who is up to date on new age ways of thinking in baseball. They can't get that. They're not going to get that. Why? This team is not built to respond to a coach like that, to a manager like that. I want to see them embrace new wave baseball, but they can't. They can't go out and sign guys that fit into that guy's mold. They are so far up against the luxury tax that they can't really do anything huge this offseason. They can't do anything massive this offseason to go get some of those guys, to go get a collection of those guys. If they're going to blow over the luxury tax, they're going to go sign Eric Hosmer or something, and that's a guy who, to me, is not a fit for that kind of baseball. That's an old-school way of baseball thinking, and Dave Dombrowski is an old-school way of baseball guy also. He doesn't value his prospects that much. He doesn't value massively the speed game. He doesn't value massively the defensive game. He wants offense. He wants power. He wants home runs. And if they're going to blow through the luxury tax, they're going to go sign one of those guys, not some guys who fit the new way of style and the new way and style of thinking. Again, I want them to bring a manager that brings some life to the ballpark, that has some personality, that makes it fun for these guys to be here. The Red Sox won't embrace that. This team does not have fun. We talked all year about them not being likable. This team doesn't have fun. Do you think Chris Sale is going to want some, 44-year-old sabermetric guy out there blaring music in batting practice and coming up with goofy things and this, dress-up day and all that? I don't see it. Do you think David Price is? Do you think Dustin Pedroia is? Do you think that these veterans on this team that run this clubhouse are going to embrace that? I don't. Maybe Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi would, but those guys are going to be outnumbered. The Wind Dance Repeat crew is going to be outnumbered by the stodgy veterans who just want to win and just want to play the game, quote, the right way and hard-nosed and the old-school way. This Red Sox team would not embrace a fun-loving, new-wave manager. Okay, so they're going to get another old, stodgy baseball guy. In my mind, an old, stodgy baseball guy, and they'll be stuck with what they've been stuck with. John Farrell might not be his name, but John Farrell could very easily be his way of thinking. Do you want Jim Leland running this team? Do you want Tony La Russa running this team? I don't, but those are the kind of people that check the boxes of what the Red Sox have. They have veterans who will require that this guy have prior managing experience at a higher level than Farrell, so that's going to be multiple championship appearances and hopefully multiple championship wins. They're going to want a guy who just put your feet on the ground and get the job done and punch in and punch out. That's what they've had. Old school way of thinking, and that's where I see them going again. Alex Cora might be the best name on the board, but I don't know that the Red Sox will embrace a guy like Alex Cora. Yeah, he's been around the game, but he's been a broadcaster. And is that good enough for the Dustin Pedroia and David Prices of the world? I don't know. I wanted a new way. If you're going to change the regime, then change the regime. Go with a different way of thinking. Different voice. Effective communicator. Runs the ship, a little bit more freely. allows these guys, you know, talks about sabermetrics and stats and defensive positioning and all this stuff. I don't think this team will buy into that. And so as a result, they're going to end up with exactly what they've had in John Farrell. That guy will just have a different name. That's my biggest fear. I hope I'm wrong.